Hi, this is Nicholas Hammond, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
And Robert, with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on this station at the usual time. If all goes well, we will welcome Academy Award-winning actor George Chakiris. We hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, we mentioned Ann Rutherford earlier in the program during our segment with Greg Airbar and how Ann Rutherford played Blondie on radio. Since we have a few minutes left, we thought we'd go back to May 2010, when Ann Rutherford appeared on TV Confidential and told us the story about how she began her career in radio by quote-unquote lying her way into show business.
I had no training. I was not an actress. I knew Lincoln was dead, but I knew about the theater. However, I was kept after school one day when I was about, I guess about 13 or 14. I had just discovered Edna St. Vincent Millay, this wonderful poetess, and I thought, I bet I could do that. And so I was, instead of studying the ancient Phoenicians, I started writing a poem. And if you please, wasn't the teacher right behind me? And as she whipped that paper out from my hand and called everyone's attention and said, evidently Anne doesn't think it would take any time to study the ancient Phoenicians. Let's see what she was studying. She began to read my poem so poorly. She put the emphasis on the wrong syllables, and it was just miserable. And she had me stay after school half an hour and clean the blackboards. And I was so ticked off because my girlfriends all roller skated home without me. And as I'm passing Wilshire Boulevard, I knew that there were two radio stations, KFAC and KTLA, I think they were both upstairs. Because a couple of times, my girlfriends and I would take off our skates and ride upstairs and watch the actors through the window. They had like a viewing room with a lot of glass and a sofa and a couple of chairs. So I rode myself upstairs and went to the desk and said, where would I go to apply for a job? Because I knew that they used kids in radio, because it's very tough to have an adult sound like a child. So, because we had seen shows that had little kids, and I wasn't a little kid, I was a tall person. I must have been 5'4", at least. And anyway, they weren't surprised. They sent me in to see the casting director. And the casting director asked me what I had done. And I had the nerve of a burglar. I looked him right in the eye and named every play my mother had ever taken my sister and me to see on a Saturday. If there was nothing good playing at the Orpheum, because those were the days that where they had vaudeville, but if Sophie Tucker or Jack Benny wasn't playing, we'd go to a theater that had plays. And my sister and I used to save the programs and discuss it a lot. And I mentioned all these shows as though I had been in them. And he was very impressed. I didn't tell him I had been in it. He said, what have you done? And I've done it. I named all those plays. And he was very nice, and he asked for my phone number, and I gave it to him, and I went downstairs, put my skates back on, and skated home. I didn't tell my mother what I had done, or my grandmother, or my sister. I had just vented, and I felt good. About a month later, I came home. My mother was standing there with her arms folded. Not a good sign. She wanted to know, have you and your friends tapped on the glass at KFAC? I said, no, why? She said, well, you haven't made a nuisance of yourselves down there? I said, no. She said, well, they want you down there right away. I said, oh, boy. I strap my skates back on, go rolling back to KFAC.
Film legend Ann Rutherford from an appearance on TV Confidential that originally aired in May 2010, 2 years before she passed away.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who are you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of The Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why The Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
A reminder that seasons 1 and season 2 of After Forever available for viewing on demand, Amazon Prime, as is the standalone special Riley's Unforgettable School Project, also available for viewing on demand on Amazon Prime. Also a reminder that Swords, Starships, and Superheroes from Star Trek to Xena to Hercules available in paperback and as an ebook through Jacobs Brown Media Group as well as Amazon.com wherever books are sold online. Finally, a reminder that Senior Moment will have a limited theatrical release beginning Friday, March 26th, and then will become available for streaming on demand on all major streaming platforms. More information, SeniorMomentMovie.com. That'll do it for our program this week, folks. Ed Roberts and Maffa, Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grice, and Greg Arabar. Thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.